It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Here we go. It's time for the podcast. Yeah.
Is that a new theme song?
That's my new theme song right there. It's Brock and Hunter. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast.
At least he didn't bust out the saxophone. Don't do it. He reached for it.
Don't ruin another bit. All right, let's get right to it. Black holes.
The space kind.
Not the one in your booty. All right, that's your booty black hole. That's more of a brown hole.
Yeah, it's more brown and hairy. You know, big news, man. Big news. Yep. We got the very first picture of a supermassive black hole.
Now, there may be people going, well, how is that? What is that?
50 million light years away, Brock.
50 million light years away. Now, a light year is, what do we say, 5.8? Some trillion miles away.
Yeah.
So multiply that by 50 million light years away.
And with the price of gas now,
good Lord.
That's expensive.
That's an expensive trip there with the kids.
You got gas money, bro?
Here's gas or grass. No one rides the black hole for free.
Yeah, dude, I got a five, man. I just got a five on me.
I don't get paid until next week.
Can I get you back, bro?
This is a big, huge, gigantic discovery and first for humankind.
Super massive black hole, man. It's a thing that we don't know much about because it's hard to study these things, man.
Yep.
They're so massive and so far away and so scary. Once you start doing research on these things, it's nightmare fuel. That's basically what it is.
It
swallows galaxies, Brock.
I don't think something we can truly wrap our heads around. No. It's not like when you look at this picture, it doesn't look like much. It's fuzzy. It's like, okay, it looks like someone took a picture of it looks like a crappy picture of an eclipse.
Yeah.
However, this is trillions and trillions and trillions of light years away or of miles away, excuse me.
Yeah.
And it's just something that if it were around us, we'd be dead.
Oh, it'd be dead. Our whole universe would be gone, man. So massive gravitational influence of a black hole distorts space and time in the near neighborhood. Closer you get to a black hole, the slower time runs. Material that gets too close to a black hole gets sucked in and can never escape. Literally in the middle of a black hole, time stops. Think about that. You can't think about that. It's impossible to wrap my brain around that. What is that?
It doesn't make it. You can't
study it.
No.
You can't. I mean,
that's what's so crazy. I think that's why we don't really truly register how big this, or the average person. I know there are a lot of scientists out there. They're probably losing their minds and everything like that. But us as a species, as this, honestly, truly, we're not that bright. We're not like some advanced. We're very well off. Don't get me wrong.
Well off for what we have.
You know, but if you, I don't think for me, it's like, okay, it's a black hole. But that's just because my mind's not like really computing like, holy shit.
Right.
What is this?
How big is that?
Yeah. It's nuts. 6.5 billion times. It has a mass 6.5 billion times that of our sun. I don't know what that means.
That means it's massive.
It's just crazy.
Do that thing, that sun that keeps you warm. That's
that little tiny thing in the sky.
Is it 93 million miles away or something?
What, the sun?
Yeah,
that one's pretty far away, too.
Yeah.
And it's hot.
It's hot. So black holes have different structures to it, too. A singularity in the middle of a black hole, a singularity. Time stops.
Bro.
There's different.
But how do we know that though?
That's what's so crazy.
It's like, do we know that? Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, you think about that too. Yeah. If you can't really study it, how do we know?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think there's some pretty smart minds that go into this.
Oh, I'm sure
there's
some math.
So the very center of singularity, time stops. Boom. It's done. Everything's done. Event horizon is the ring. So you see the ring around the picture that you see?
The ring around the rosy?
That's the event horizon. And the event horizon is just inside. It's called the accelerated disk. So once a planet or a solar system or whatever gets close to that black hole, once it hits the accelerated disk, done.
Starts getting sucked in.
Yeah. And you can actually see pictures. I don't know if they're real. I don't think. Maybe.
You're talking about the old black and white ones?
There's a picture of a solar system getting sucked into a black hole, and I think it's a computer-generated image.
Is it this one?
But it's terrifying, dude. I mean, that picture doesn't do it justice. I mean, we're talking about a universe.
Yep.
Think about our whole universe getting sucked.
Well, and the black blackness. Hole, here's the thing, too, is the black hole is moving through space. Mm-hmm. It's not just set, it's moving through space, sucking things in left and right.
Yeah. Dude, it's insane, man.
And doesn't it start because a star explodes, right? Or implodes on itself? That's a black hole, I thought.
Yes, a supernova. A supernova creates black holes. So when a solar system...
Oh, here we go. Okay, all right, here we go. What are black holes? Black holes are made up of huge amounts of matter squeezed into a small area, according to NASA, creating a massive gravitational field which draws in everything around it, including light. They also have a way of superheating the material around them and warping space-time.
It's insane.
Material...
Dude, it sucks in light!
Yeah, that's why it's black. It's like the blackest of black.
Yeah.
There's nothing blacker than that. Material accumulates around black holes, is heated to billions of degrees, and reaches nearly the speed of light. Light bends around the gravity of the black hole, which creates the photon ring seen in the image.
Yeah, yeah.
The imaging method used to capture the photo revealed the supermassive black hole is a ring-like structure and a shadow, which represents the dark central region.
I want to say I read somewhere that if our universe got sucked into a black hole, and instantaneously, the whole universe would go down to the size of an end of a pen. Think about that. That's the sun. That's everything to the size of an end of a pen.
Now, would we notice it?
No, he'd be dead.
Instant, do you think? What, or would we shrink down? Because we're part of it.
No, it doesn't work. It ain't Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, bro. No, it's just, you're done. Honestly, a good way to go?
Yeah.
Hey.
I guess if everyone's going.
I don't think you would even know.
Yeah.
It would just be, do that noise again? Yeah, just like that. Just like that.
Gone. Dead, bro.
You just
dead.
Spit on my phone.
I'm sorry. Gross.
I got a couple more facts.
Yeah, cool, man. This is crazy.
But my phone went back, so hang on a second.
What an idiot.
What do you got?
I'm just looking at these pictures, man, trying to understand this crazy-ass thing that we got here.
Where'd it go?
Like, I mean, here's the crazy thing, though, is we'll never, in our lifetime, not even close, we will ever, I mean, I don't know. Space travel's very intriguing to me, but...
A lot of scientists are getting to the point where it's they're starting to realize that it's just out of reach.
Is that what it is?
It's out of reach, man. There's only so much you can study. We just can't get there. We don't have the materials. We don't have the.
So when you look at when you watch movies or TV shows that are in space in the far future, mm-hmm. you know, like there's a new one, the Orville, mm-hmm. out there. You got movies like Passenger and what was the one with Matthew McConaughey?
Interstellar.
Interstellar, dude, I loved that movie. I thought it was amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's a great movie.
It's unbelievable. And a lot of the stuff in there, the science, for example, the book The Martian, which then they made into a movie with Matt Damon.
Yeah. Matt Damon.
You know, the math in there is right. Like, the math that guy did mm-hmm. is actually, like, it's feasible. Well, it works.
They hired a scientist
yeah.
to, I can't remember the guy's name. I just actually read about him.
Yeah.
And they hired a scientist to get the facts right, to get as yeah. close as possible to what, you know, science thinks, the theories.
Well, but what he's saying is, like, in the Martian there, like, with the science that he does to mm-hmm. grow the potatoes on Mars, mm-hmm. like, the NASA said, yeah, that works. That yeah. the math works out. So here's a guy who's writing a book that's got the math right, so it's like, it's not, like, out of reach in a sense, but is there a stopping point as far as what humans can do? You know, are we ever going to have these light speed spaceships?
No.
Never in the history of human, not even in the distant future.
Not unless something from, I sound like a stoner saying this, but another world coming down, giving us.
But how did they get it? Eventually they had to build up to it, you know what I mean?
Well, it's what's on your planet, yeah. What, you know, the natural resources that they have from that planet. I don't even think it's possible.
I was watching, when I was at the gym the other day, I was watching, I just scrolling through it, eventually I got to the History Channel and they were talking about aliens. And they were talking about King David, and there's stuff in the Bible about King, and when you look at these maps, like mm-hmm. there's these maps, like first ever maps that had Antarctica mapped out in detail before the Antarctica was ever discovered. Mm-hmm. Now again, before you get all conspiracy theorists, but you know they're talking about flying carpets, and King David had like he was able yeah. to travel distances. They're like, how mm-hmm. did he do this? Couldn't have done it on horseback.
society reset. You and I.
But that, it wasn't like this was millions of years ago that we know of. This was King David's time. You know, you think about the Bible, Jesus is 2,000 plus years old. Yeah. You think about the Bible, they say the Bible goes back 10,000 years of recorded history, as much as we know recorded history. So what was it? Was it a reset? Did they have contact with aliens and then they left us or what?
Yeah, it's wild. Hey, real quick, do they have Bible on tape yet?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. Okay, okay. You can get the Bible app. I got it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right. And sorry, that was just a random thought in my head. That's how ridiculous I am.
Yes, they do.
Dude, it's not going to happen. We don't have the natural resources to do it. We can hardly make it to the moon or Mars.
Yeah, which that's the other crazy thing. Why haven't we been back to the moon yet? I mean, does it make sense?
They claim because there's nothing there. It's a waste of resources. It's a waste of money.
But I still think now.
I think the only thing that they can make of the moon is a pit stop for Mars and other planets.
And maybe now, though, we see that. Isn't there a big rush?
Well, it just did. Go back to
Japan. Did they went to the dark side, or yeah. China did? They went to the dark side of the moon.
Yeah.
Just found Pink Floyd there. It's crazy.
That's crazy, man.
So dumb.
Swing around the other side real quick and see if that flag's there, and then we'll just disprove all of these conspiracy theories.
It'll be white,
you know,
because of radiation. Yeah. So, and like I get it, I know there's nothing on the moon, but it still feels like it still seems like something that we would want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know.
And space is crazy, man. I'm telling you. What was it, 2006? It kind of really dabbed into it. Me and my buddy Ray, we really got it in space. And we just documentary after documentary. And eventually I kind of burned myself out because it's kind of like the scientists thing, going back to that, is they're learning that it's just out of reach.
Yeah.
And they're it's some scientists like straight up quit.
Yeah.
I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Because there's no answer. There's no solution to the problem that we're trying to figure out. It's just too far. It's too vast. It's too big.
What is I always think about that is and I know the Big Bang Theory is not a very you know.
Have you ever looked up string theory?
String theory, but there's all these, and one of the guys on Big Bang Theory, and I know it's a made up show, but it's a real thing. Like he's a hypothetical, like the physics that he's doing are just all hypothetical. It's like, and that's a real thing. Like, we're guessing at this point. We're just doing stuff. We don't even know if we can prove
it. Well, it's kind of like that. You just guess and then you study around it and see if it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. Imagine being a scientist.
Ugh, too much work, man.
You know? You got to open your mind up, think of a theory. Okay, I think, and then you got to do math and study to make your theory right.
Yep.
The string theory thing is crazy.
And this thing, you spend your whole time doing something, then you find out it's not possible.
Yeah.
Just all that work, all that time out the window.
You know, you should do this too, and anybody listening to this podcast, it's an 8-minute video. It's on YouTube, and it explains the 11 dimensions. And, dude, you get past 4, and your mind twists and bends. And I got to, like, 6, and I'm like, what?
I thought there was infinite.
They know. I think they know of 11.
11. So there actually is 11 dimensions.
11. And I think there's a guy now that thinks there's 12.
How did they find these other dimensions, though? Are they actually proven, or is this a theory?
It's all mathematics, and it's all the guy in the video explains it in layman's terms,
and for dummies,
it's crazy. He does it very well. And
yeah,
dude, I'm telling you, it is one of the watches you see on YouTube, and you think about it for like 3 days.
You know, I always joke just because it's like science, it's boring to me and everything, but it is obviously super intriguing. And us as these basic we're just primal animals that have you know, done amazing things, but can we truly grasp out there?
I'm glad you brought that up. You know what this does for me personally?
What?
Studying space and understanding how vast and how big and understanding how small we are as human beings.
Yep.
And everyday occurrences. You know, when I get really upset about something.
You worked up about something.
And
yep.
I sit back and I kind of think for a second and I'm like, dude, I am just an ant in this very massive living thing that we're experiencing. It really kind of brings you down to center and it makes you realize that I'm not really that important.
No, well, and also, you know, you think about it, too, is if we're lucky at this point, we'll get was it the average life expectancy of a male is 77 years.
77
so
years.
Let's say if we're lucky, we get 80 years mm-hmm. on this rock that is hurling through space. Mm-hmm. We don't know for sure what's going to happen after we die. Some people think there's a heaven. Some people think that's it. Mm-hmm. But either way, we get 80 years of life to be here, to learn, to grow, to laugh, to love, to this, to that. And then who knows?
It's crazy.
80 years in, oh,
my brain.
In the... And this black hole is 50 million light years away?
Yeah, yeah. How important do you feel of your 80 years of existence compared to the 13.6 billion that they know of, this thing being around?
I think very highly of myself, so I think I'm pretty important.
Pretty important. You are. You're the center of everything.
Of the universe. Right. You got it, buddy. That black hole got nothing on me, man.
All right, Truman Show. Step back at night.
That black hole's orbiting around me.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a trip, man. Yeah. It is a trip, and I'm excited to see the advances we make in our lifetime, you know. And whether it's, dude, I'd be pretty ecstatic if they made a theme park on the moon mm-hmm. and you could take trips up to the moon and go to the moon mm-hmm. theme park. I think that'd be pretty baller.
Be wild.
You know
man.
What I mean?
Be wild.
Like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, we're going up, we're spending, we got a Hilton reservation up at the moon. Mm-hmm. You know?
And it'd be sick.
Who could, it could happen. It could happen. They've already talked about doing, you know, personal passenger trips around in orbit, you know? You can pay a...
Well, you know we can time travel. No, we just can't travel into time. We can travel back.
No.
Or, wait. No, we can travel into time. We can't travel back.
No, we can't.
If you take a spaceship and you go around the moon...
Yeah.
Time slows down.
Oh.
So, technically, if you take a shot around the moon and come back, I can't remember the exact number, but it's days ahead.
I time travel all the time.
Dude, imagine going to, like, Mars and coming back, and you're only on Mars for a year.
Yeah.
You come back to Mars, it's 45 years into the future.
When you come back to Earth.
When you come back to Earth.
Yeah.
As time slows down as you are going, the closer you get to the speed of light, the slower time gets.
Oh.
Dude, wrap your brain around that.
I time travel every time I drink. I pass out and I wake up and it's totally
wrap your brain
different.
Around this, dude. You do that. You get to travel to Mars.
Uh-huh.
All right, you're 29 years old.
Yep.
You travel to Mars for a year and you come back.
Yeah.
You're still 29. Your kid that was 7 is now older than you
well,
are.
Well, that's what it's that was the whole interstellar thing, you know? He goes they go to that one planet and the one guy stays up in the ship outside of the gravitational pull and he's on regular time. They go down there. He was up there for like what was it like? Oh my god, how many dude that scene always gets me. I'm like,
it's
man,
crazy,
he's an
man.
Old man. He just stayed there for, you know, it was a matter of hours down on this planet, but up in his spaceship, it was like 40-some years. Yeah. Oh, dude.
It's just, it makes me weary.
Yep.
That stuff exists, man.
Yep.
Time, space, time is just something, dude. I love studying and I love
it's the
reading
time, space continuum, Marty.
Nice. But, man, it does. It blows my mind every time. I love talking about it. And I'm not even high.
No. Well, you're always a little high.
Shut up.
Your brain's always a little spacey. Well, like I said, man, it's cool. I think it's awesome that we've taken that first photo. There's always got to be a first somewhere.
Yeah.
There's always got to be a first. And this is going to lead to other discoveries and other cool things and space exploration and, you know.
More nightmares.
Yeah, more nightmares. More nightmare fuel. That black hole's going to come suck us all up. Anyway.
Yeah, let's get rid of that collider.
Yeah.
You know? I know we're looking for the God particle or the God's atom or whatever they call it.
We don't need it.
We're fine.
We had Chernobyl, you know, all right? We've already tried to mess around with stuff we shouldn't be messing around with, so.
Except this thing would be instant.
Yeah.
If that collider blew up, dude.
Dead, bro. Dead.
Hey, we made a black hole. This is great.
So, good news, we made a black hole. Bad news, we're all dead.
Right, we're all dead.
There you go.
You
thanks.
Got about 5 minutes.
Thanks, science. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Don't forget to explore more on our website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. As always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you next time.